Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, what the heck? Let's start the show with a caller. We've got a caller already on the phone lines. We've got the phone lines open here in the first half of the 8 o'clock hour. And then for most of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have the phone lines open for you as well. 8 days to go until Election Day here in Montana. Very critical election. We got Mike in Big Timber first up on the phone lines. Mike, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Aaron. I heard you mumbling before you came on.
What was I mumbling about? I already forgot what I was mumbling about. Oh, man, that's funny.
Well, how are we going to start the show?
Oh, yeah, I was thinking. I never know what I'm going to do. I never know what we're going to talk about. So I'm like, all right, what are we going to do here? Let's take a phone call. What the heck?
I heard you mention something about Beyonce that she didn't perform, but I don't know if you heard this. After Bruce Springsteen, you know, the Relic, he performed, most of the audience left after he finished his performance. And I think it left Kamala with just a few people sitting there, from what I heard. I don't know. I can't confirm it, but.
I will listen to music on Spotify every now and then, like when I'm at the gym, and for some reason it'll randomly insert songs into my playlist, and it'll play like John Cougar Mellencamp, and I was like, I don't even want to hear John Cougar Mellencamp crap anymore. Why are you putting that on? And it's like, where's the dislike button? I don't want to hear their garbage. You know what I mean? It's like, well, these woke Holly weirdos.
Yeah, well, it's a sign that they don't really have anything, and I heard a soundbite or two of her rally this morning, and it was, I guess, in Michigan, and, you know, joy in your work, and, I mean, it sounds so communist, you know, the communists were like that, you know, joy in your work, and I just don't understand her messaging. It must be desperate out there for the Harris Walls team.
Yeah, you know, I forget who made the point. Maybe it was Joe Concha on Fox and Friends First earlier this morning, but somebody made the point. They're like, when people go to a Trump rally, they go to see Donald J. Trump. And then all these other people go to the rally so they can be there with Donald J. Trump. Like, they want to be a part of the Trump party. All these people that are going to Kamala rallies are going for the celebrities. They don't want to hear Kamala Harris. And that's why, yeah, it looked like they were about to riot. I shared a video on X where it looked like they were about to riot because Beyonce did not perform, and the fake news media made it sound like she was going to do a big performance.
By the way, Aaron, who is Beyonce? I don't know who this person is.
You don't know who Beyonce is? Oh, man. How would you describe Beyonce? She's a very popular singer. Yeah. She's married to Jay-Z. You know Jay-Z, right? She's married to Jay-Z.
I've heard of Jay-Z. You know, I've heard of some... But, you know, I'm old school, Aaron. You know, Hulk Hogan, I actually met Hulk Hogan in Florida years ago.
Did you really?
And I was surprised. He's a big fella.
See, I thought Jay-Z just had an auto repair business in Big Timber or something. I thought that was Jay-Z, but maybe that's a different guy. All right, Mike, great to hear from you. Appreciate the phone call. Oh, what about the doctors? The doctors at Kamala's rally. Somebody called out for a medic, and the doctors on stage with Kamala didn't even move.
Securing America.
The investigation into the leak of U.S. intelligence documents concerning Israel's military plans towards Iran continues. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio appearing on Fox News Sunday offering what he thinks happened.
Has to be someone who was working in the U.S. government that had access to that information, that either gave it to someone who put it out there or put it out there directly.
Rubio says the leak was a deliberate attempt to undermine Israel.
And by extension, the national security of the United States.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio, said on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures that the leak was an act of sabotage.
The FBI is looking at this as a criminal act of espionage,
which Turner says could potentially harm American individuals in the Middle East.
We have service members who are in the area and also Israel itself.
Senator Rubio says the bottom line on the leak is
it's treason and it should be prosecuted as such.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, she did better than old Fussy Busty here. So we've got poll number two. We are asking you, how will you vote? Who do you support in these races here in Montana, 8 days from the election? So, our friends at KJJR Radio in Kalispell have partnered with Northwest Parts and Equipment. And what they're doing is they have opened up their text line where you can text message in your favorite candidate. So last week we told you we had a poll number one for the governor's race between Governor Greg Gianforte and Democrat Ryan Bussey. Governor Greg Gianforte very clearly was the winner according to you and your text message poll results. So today we are going to announce the results of poll number two in the Northwest Parts and Equipment KJJR radio poll. Ryan Zinke, this is for the Western Congressional District, Republican Ryan Zinke versus Democrat Monica Tranel. Ryan Zinke got 98% of your votes. Monica Tranel got 2% of your votes. So that's the results for poll number two. Let me tell you about poll number three. This is where we focus on the U.S. Senate race between Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and Democrat incumbent Senator John Tester. If you want to vote in this poll, here's the phone number, 406-755-8700. That's 406-755-8700. And if you want to vote in support of Tim Sheehy, just text the last name Sheehy to that number. If you support Tester, just text the name Tester to that number, and then we will have the poll results ready for you tomorrow on that one. But you can text in your vote over the next 24 hours just for this survey here. And thanks to our friends at KJJR and Northwest Parts and Equipment for doing that. Okay, real quick here before I get to our next caller. So I was talking with Mike in Big Timber about the Kamala Harris rallies. The DailyCaller.com has the video. So apparently Kamala Harris brought a bunch of abortionists, they call themselves doctors, brought a bunch of abortion doctors on the stage at one of her rallies. And they were all wearing the white lab coats. They don't look like a happy bunch either, by the way. Well, while all of these abortion doctors are on the stage, apparently somebody yells out, and you can hear it on the video, somebody yells out, "Medic! Medic!" because there was somebody in the crowd that needed medical attention. And these doctors on the stage just stood there and did nothing. Hey, in fact, I think you can hear, actually, let me play the audio for you. I think you can hear one of the doctors say, "Hey, is there a medic in the room who can help?" It's like, there's a whole bunch of you supposedly on the stage. Why aren't you helping?
To put it bluntly, women are unnecessarily becoming ill and dying. Nationwide, I think someone needs some medical assistance over here.
Don't worry about it there, though, Doc. Don't worry. I know your job isn't to save lives. Your job is only to take lives. So, yeah, just stay right there, Doc. Yeah. Medic. I first heard about this through the Babylon Bee, which is a satirical website. And this is their headline. And again, this is satire, but this is based off of something that actually happened. These doctors literally just stood there and did nothing while a woman needs medical attention. Is there a doctor anywhere in the house? Ah, I'm sorry, we just take lives. This was the headline at the Babylon Bee. Heroes. Abortionists at Kamala rally rush to woman suffering medical emergency and murder her. I mean, that's, of course, the satirical headline. But, yeah, it's like these so-called doctors literally stood there and did absolutely nothing. Let's see, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Francis in Big Fork. What's going on, Francis?
Well, I was just thinking about, I watched Trump yesterday. The whole thing took about 4 hours, you know, listening to every speaker. And he was wonderful. And, you know, those doctors, changing the subject, those doctors probably were paid guys that just put your, anybody can put on a white jacket, you know.
You think maybe they were paid actors pretending to be doctors on the stage, huh?
Oh, they would have came down if they were real doctors.
Well, they must be bad actors, because even an actor, I mean, remember when Joey on Friends played a doctor? I don't know if you ever watched Friends, Francis, or not, but when Joey on Friends played a doctor, Joey from Friends would have hammed it up. I mean, he would have rushed to provide aid to the woman in the audience that needed medical attention, that these doctors just stood there and did nothing. You know, it's like,
that was hilarious. I didn't see that. Of course, I didn't watch her crap. I'm sorry. I shouldn't call her stuff crap, but it is. And but I was thinking about Kester's lies. You know, they're always about, he lied about this and that. Well, you know, I bet you money that Ranger is a Democrat.
Well, you will win that bet 100 times out of 100. They have actually exposed the partisan Democrats behind this anti-Tim Sheehy commercial. I'll tell you about that one right after this. Francis, thanks for the call.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
It feels like I'm on repeat, on a loop, talking about how close this presidential race is. Our latest Fox News survey shows more examples. Just like in 2020, early voting continues to favor the Democrats and Election Day voters, the Republicans. Over half of early voters say they support Kamala Harris, while a majority of those planning to cast their ballot November 5th back Donald Trump. Another example. The race is tied among voters living in the subset of counties where it was really close in 2020, where the margin was less than 10 points between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. In those areas, Harris and Trump get 49% each. And when asked which candidate would protect free speech and whom would fight for people like you, it's a toss-up. Overall, the survey shows a 2-point race nationally, Trump 50%, Harris 48%. Well within the margin of error and too close to know who will win. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
It'll be the last full week before the November election, so you know we're going to have some phone lines open for you so that you get a chance to be heard all across Montana. We'll make sure we do that in the week ahead. Plus, coming up on Monday, we're going to have a quick visit by the U.S. Navy crew from the USS Billings. That'll be Monday, plus time for your phone calls and much more. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk the last full week before the election. We take it statewide, 9 to 10, Monday through Friday.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Francis and Big Fork, and for everybody else, if you go to MontanaTalks.com right now, you'll see this headline: Exposed, the partisan Democrats behind anti-Tim Sheehy ad in Montana. Did you guys see the ponytail guy? Did you guys see the guy with the ponytail? I know there's some cool people that got ponytails, but I don't think the ponytail was helping this guy. If you're going to jump on TV and trash Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy in a John Tester campaign commercial, your ponytail isn't helping your message. I mean, you got to dress up like the old prospector or something. I mean, I saw this ad and I was like, this is the guy who's criticizing Tim Sheehy? Oh, brother, this ad ain't going to work. Here's the deal. The Hill had a big piece, I think, over the weekend here that exposes ponytail guy. The guy in the John Tester commercial with the ponytail who's attacking Tim Sheehy first off, didn't even serve in the same unit in Afghanistan as Tim Sheehy. Second off, he admits that he doesn't know whether or not Tim Sheehy got shot in Afghanistan. Okay, so you don't know. So that's the basis of your attack here. And then third and most importantly, this guy has a track record of social media posts and a track record of campaign finance records that show that ponytail guy is a registered Democrat who has given money to liberals like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Barack Obama, who else? Oh, and he also gave money to Chuck Schumer's Political Action Committee. This is the ponytail guy that John Tester is featuring in his commercial. This is the ponytail guy that the fake news Montana media used in their recent recycled report to make it sound like they had something new on the very story that was already reported 6 months ago. And then, oh yeah, the park ranger guy that Francis referenced, he's a never-Trumper. He's an anti-Trump Democrat, and he has already been lying to the media. But yet the liberal Montana media doesn't call him out when he straight up lies to them. So these are the partisan Democrats behind the anti-Tim Sheehy ad here in Montana. Got a couple of messages on the Montana Talks app. Dean in Kalispell says, those doctors, he's referring to the doctors at the Kamala Harris rally, the doctors who didn't move when a woman yelled out, medic! Dean says, those docs are about killing, not saving. Lori in Billings says, the Trump Madison Square Gardens rally was fun. Harris says he uses the same old playbook, but she's the one repeating Obama's a little hope and change with no policy presented. Same old people on stage. Trump presents new tax ideas, and almost all the speakers were new to the Trump stump. They were interesting, fun, short, and to the point. A new and improved playbook. Yeah, what about, I mean, just the symbolism of having Robert F. Kennedy there talking about his brother Ted Kennedy and what the Democrat Party used to stand for and what the Democrat Party is now running away from, things like free speech and so much more. Yeah, very powerful rally at Madison Square Gardens from several of the highlights that I saw. Let me see here. I've got, oh, man, we've got a bunch of highlights that we can share with you. But let's jump back into the phone lines here. We've got Dylan in Lodgegrass. Dylan, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning.
Maybe, back in 2013 or 2014, when I was in Bible college in North Carolina, and by the way, we just need to keep praying for them guys, too. I got lots of friends and acquaintances that have been affected by them hurricanes over there. But we were in chapel, and we were having student preachers preaching in chapel, and this one guy, he was a medical doctor, an actual real medical doctor, not an actor, but he was preaching a powerful sermon on the blood of Christ and everything leading up to his crucifixion and everything, and it got pretty, not super graphic, but just intense, and we had a gal faint in the auditorium, and one of the teachers stood up and says, Dr. Mark or something like that, he says, hey, stop, we need you to come down here, this gal needs medical attention. So we stopped the service. They got her some medical attention. She just fainted, so she was okay. But he came down and took care of her and then got right back up and finished preaching his sermon after that.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, and Donald Trump at his rallies, you know, because people, they stand in line all day long. Some of them camp out overnight just to see his Trump rallies. And then you're sitting there for hours of speakers, and then Trump himself will speak for like an hour. And so there's oftentimes medical incidents that will happen. I saw him in Bozeman at the latest rally back in August here as well. And Trump will stop, make sure that the medical attention is provided, and then go back, pick up where he left off. And then the media will mock him for stopping and showing respect to these people that are having a medical emergency. And it's just like, wow. I mean, just the media just always exposes themselves for their hatred of Donald Trump, but then just their indifference to everyday people. It's so bizarre. Dylan, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you.
Thank you, Aaron. Keep up the good work.
Hey, I appreciate it. By the way, speaking of Kamala Harris, you know, Beyonce showed up at one of her rallies and everybody was expecting Beyonce to do a performance. And Beyonce never performed. And so people were about to riot in there. But I was wondering, where was Jay-Z? Why wasn't Jay-Z there? Heck, why wasn't Joe Biden there? You know, maybe Jay-Z was hanging out with Joe Biden. Could you just imagine the two of those guys hanging out? Jay-Z, I got 99 problems. And then Joe Biden's like, oh, yeah, well, I got a different problem, buddy. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines, 294-0970. Eric in Winifred. Eric, what's going on?
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. Thanks.
Good. Hey, you know, I was just wondering if you had seen it yet, when Tim Sheehy was going to counter those, quite frankly, despicable ads about being wounded in action. And he has, and it was on just yesterday was the first time I saw it. And he actually has the guy testifying for him that was wounded with him by the IED and states, yes, he was wounded and carried me out. And I've gotten, you can't really get pictures, I guess. So they were supposedly from, posted by Senator Tom Cotton, of the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star with the V. I've reposted that plenty.
Oh yeah, I've actually got Tim Sheehy's Bronze Star for Valor and Purple Heart citation right here. Oh. I've kept it for times such as these because I knew that the liberal media and the John Tester campaign would recycle these fake phony attacks. Who do you believe more, Eric? The guy who was with Tim Sheehy, and Tim Sheehy was with him when the bomb went off. You've also got Navy SEALs like Bo Reichenbach, who lost both of his legs in Afghanistan and basically said Tim Sheehy was there for me. Or do you believe the ponytail guy in the John Tester commercial who wasn't even in the same unit as Tim Sheehy, right?
That's not a hard question, Aaron. I mean, I'm a veteran myself, but it's, you know, number one, challenging something like that about a Navy SEAL and an officer besides.
Or anybody, frankly, stunning. Yeah.
I mean, how nasty has this gotten? It's ridiculous.
That shows how desperate John Tester is. Thanks for serving, by the way, Eric. What branch were you in? What'd you do in the military?
Oh, geez. I was in the Army for 26 years and 11 more as a contractor. And then, I was just behind you at U of M as cadre about 4 years later.
Oh, yeah. Is this the Eric that was at U M when I was there? Or a different Eric?
Is that so?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. It must be a different Eric. Okay.
Were you there under Lieutenant Colonel Hedegaard?
He was there for a little while. Yep. This isn't.
Okay, well, I guess that must have been me then.
Well, I'm thinking, actually, well, we'll have to send me a message offline because I don't want to use last names over the air here and identify people that may not want to be publicly identified. But, hey, let's link up. That's a ton of fun. Yeah. Yeah, I got to be a part of the Grizz Battalion there as well. Incredible men and women that we got a chance to train with and eventually serve alongside as well. Eric, thanks for the call. Let's go to Rock in the middle of nowhere. Rock, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I had to leave the middle of nowhere and come back to Los Angeles here, but I was going through Four Corners. I saw some pretty cool stuff. Sheehy signs that says, and there were young folks holding them saying, bring in the SEALs. And so it was pretty cool to see some young folks out there with their signs here at Four Corners. And also about this 126, I keep hearing the ads. I want people to take a look at what they've done in Alaska and see if they really want that. Because Alaska's trying to get out of it. because it doesn't work the way they're talking about it. What ends up happening is you got a bunch of Republicans on the ticket, and then they put one Democrat on the ticket, and that way the Democrats always win. So be aware of 126. It's not, you want to vote no on that. Vote no on it, people.
Vote no on all those initiatives. Yeah, good reminder too about the send in the seals. And not only is it important to elect Tim Sheehy, but we got to support Ryan Zinke for the House as well, because the Democrats, there's some people who fear that the Democrats could take over control of the U.S. House. So the Democrats are trying to prop up libertarians to steal votes away from the Republicans so that the Democrats can, you know, keep us at war.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. Lori in Billings sent us a message. Does anyone know if any of the lifelong Republicans in Testor's commercials are actually Republicans? Yeah, that's pretty funny. I know I've seen this list of Republicans for Testor, and I'm like, that guy's a Democrat. That guy's a Democrat. That guy, oh my goodness. It's just pathetic what they can get away with claiming right now. All right, let's see. Hold your phone calls for right now. I'm going to sneak on Michael in the Gallatin Valley, and then we've got a great guest on the phone lines with us here in just a second. But first, let's go to Michael in the Gallatin Valley. Michael, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron, good morning. First thing I want to say is 100% Republican, but really, do you want an OBGYN out doing EMT work? After 35 years of being an EMT, those guys or gals would have been totally out of their element, and the first thing we say is do no harm. So as much as it's fun to pick on them, just supporting the true medics in the field, those doctors would have been totally out of their element, and I never would want most doctors doing any emergency procedures.
Well, so you're saying is that, like, okay, doctors should not respond. If somebody's screaming for a medic or screaming for medical attention, those doctors were okay to just stand there and do nothing. I guess I would say, yeah, let the EMTs take the lead, but not only would a doctor respond to help somebody in medical need, but almost any other red-blooded American would step up to say, hey, what can, you know, like I don't have to be an EMT, but if I took a basic combat lifesaver course before deploying overseas with the military and somebody nearby needed medical attention, I'd be like, okay, hey, you know, I may not know as much as an EMT or a doctor, but I would at least try to help, right? I think it's the fact that they stood there and did nothing when they obviously have a medical background that caught most folks' attention. But hey, either way, Michael, appreciate hearing from you. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's jump right into it. We've got, and then we'll get back to more of your phone calls coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. AJ Rice has got his own PR firm. Just incredible background. He was Laura Ingraham's, I think. AJ, were you her first producer or longtime producer? What's the best way?
I was her second producer in all the radio shows. So Lee Habib was the first one who, you know, is over at Salem now. But I was with her for 5 years. Yeah, I was with her from 2005 to 2010.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I know our listeners on KJJR and Kalispell, they sure loved having Laura Ingraham on the radio. You know, folks still get a chance to see her on TV, but you've got a new book out, The White Privilege Album, which apparently is like number one for political humor right now. And Lord knows we could all use a little bit of humor during times like these.
That's right. We're headed to the gallows. Let's have a few laughs, right?
That's right.
So look, the White Privilege album, with an apology to the Beatles, is pretty much a sequel to my first book, The Woke and Dead, where we poke fun at wokeism. You know, we poke fun at cultural Marxism. We poke fun at some of the controlling of the language that goes on out there, and especially even in Montana, the political races in Montana, cancel culture, the social justice warriors. We have jokes for all of them. I grew up listening to Limbaugh. And Limbaugh, I'm sure, was on some of the same stations you're on. And, you know, he used to say, you know, his job was to use irreverent humor to illustrate truth. So that's what I do with my books. I try to lighten it up a little bit, you know, and have some fun.
Well, I wish I was as talented or as skilled as the great Rush Limbaugh was, because, you know, now everything is racist. And I don't know if you ever watched the Lego Movie for kids at all. And there's this song that they sing, "Everything is awesome." But in reality, now everything is racist. It doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what you do. Everything is racist. And Jeremy Carl, he lives in Bozeman, Montana. He's a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. He wrote a book about,
yeah, I know,
about anti-white racism, and he made a great point. It's like all these journalists will do all these stories about, well, here's what Kamala's doing to get out the black vote. Here's what Kamala's doing to get out the Hispanic vote. And even though Donald Trump is doing an incredible job bringing out the black vote and the Hispanic vote, don't you dare talk about bringing out the white vote.
That's right. I mean, it's ridiculous, obviously. And I know Carl. That's a good book. I mean, look, if everything's racist, nothing is. Just like if everything's Hitler, nothing's Hitler. And let me just add, when Hitler shows up, I don't care whether you're at a party or you're in a political race, you've won the argument, Aaron, because we're over the target. Because that's the last sort of refuge for scoundrels that can't think of anything else to say. And obviously, the media, they all got their you know, marching orders, their goose-stepping orders off of the transom, right, in the last 48 hours, because it's like a psyop with the, you know, Trump, the whole rally at Madison Square Garden, home of Hitler. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, the New York Knicks might have something to say about that. You know, the New York Rangers might have something to say about that. But that's where we're at. They are so desperate. Everything's racist. Everything's Hitler. You have to expose them. There is nothing better than perfectly timed derision, right? It's the greatest, really. Aaron, you know there's two things that we don't have anymore in our society that we need more of? Really, and we just sing it from the church choir. Shunning and shaming. We need to shun and shame. So every newspaper in America says Trump to recreate Hitler rally? It's insane. You have to make fun of this. You have to. And the left can't stand it. They can't stand it. But I'm going to tell you why they're doing it. You just mentioned a little bit of it. We talk about, the subtitle of my book is Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. And I know there's very fine people in this audience, so I want to give a shout out to them. But Trump is leading with Jewish voters in Pennsylvania and with Muslim voters in Michigan. Wait a minute. How can that be possible when the great woman, Kamala, the first this and the first that and the Jamaican and the woman and the Indian and the, how can that be possible? So are you telling me that in the middle of a war in Israel, Trump has got the Muslims in Michigan and the Jews in Pennsylvania supporting him? That looks like something we should brag about, Aaron.
Oh, exactly. I got to ask, what's your favorite chapter in the book? What's your favorite story to share? The one that stood out to me here is Ice Cube Raps the Truth. What truth did Ice Cube rap?
Well, I mean, Ice Cube was Ice Cube was trying to do a contract with Black America, and the Democrat Party didn't want to talk to him. Biden administration didn't want to talk to him. Biden campaign in 2020 didn't want to talk to him. But the Trump campaign did. And the Trump campaign has been reaching out to these people, you know, all these different groups. And look, let's be honest. I called Donald Trump our first hip-hop president. Now, he is. Even though the second black president, Barack Hussein Obama, you know, might have been hanging out with Jay-Z and Beyonce in the Situation Room. And I call him the second black president because, as you'll recall, Aaron, the first black president was a white chubby guy from Arkansas. At least that's what Maya Angelou told us. Okay, so I just believe what they tell me, Aaron. I know you do, right? Because
well, I almost cut you off there because when you talked about Ice Cube, you said these people, and that's racist. You can't say these people. So.
Oh, you can. Okay, well, I'm from Philadelphia. I grew up on the playground with these people, right? So, you know, I have a chapter of Halloween. Halloween's coming up, chapter 10. So, what the audience needs to know is there's 12 chapters in the book, and each chapter is the month of the year. So, I go through the 12 months of privilege. So chapter 10, obviously, is October. And in it, you know, we defend Columbus Day and we celebrate Elizabeth Warren, Indigenous People Day with Elizabeth Warren. But then we do Halloween, and I say, you know, as a geriatric millennial, child of the 80s, you know, the three people I used to dress up at Halloween in the 80s were three black guys. And their names were Julius Erving, Dr. J, Charles Barkley, and Darth Vader. And how I can't dress up anymore as these people because I would be culturally appropriating them.
We should have had you on the show as a guest on Columbus Day. We missed a key opportunity here. I'm going to have to put a note in the calendar for next year.
You could bring me back for Kwanzaa. So bring me back for that.
Kwanzaa, we've got several holidays we could bring you back for here as well. All right, the book is The White Privilege Album. A.J. Rice, he's got a PR firm, great PR firm. A.J., and A.J. gave us a couple of copies here to give away to you, our listeners. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app if you want the opportunity to win a free copy of A.J. Rice's book here, The White Privilege Album. A.J., great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, brother. You're a patriot. We love your team. You keep fighting out there.
Well, we'll try. We'll try. All right. Like they say, you know, it's like a steer in a field full of heifers. All you can do is try. So, AJ, appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and of course, you can, you know, find the White Privilege album wherever books are sold. Although I say that, I don't know, maybe not, maybe not. I mean, just the very fact that it has the word white in it might ban it from certain book dealers. So I don't know. You better double check me on that one. Quick break. We've got a few minutes here at the end of the hour. If you want to call in, if you got something you want to talk about, 406-294-0970. And then coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got the crew from the USS Billings kicking things off, and then more open phones time after that.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, Dan Scavino's worked for President Trump forever, years, decades. And he puts something out with all of this rhetoric that is about, you know, Trump and Hitler and Trump and Stalin and Trump and Mussolini and Trump a Nazi and Trump a fascist. You know, we just had two would-be assassins. One got shots off and came within a millimeter of assassinating Donald Trump. Did these people not understand? What part of that are they missing? We had a would-be assassin. For this to be going on is disgusting. It is repulsive. This is their closing argument because they can't run on, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Because nothing is better off than 4 years ago.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, autumn leaves, they're beautiful until they start clogging up your gutters. You're busy enough this season without having to get up on a ladder, that horrible, dirty job, and clean out your gutters. Whether you're tired of unclogging your gutters or you don't even know what they look like, well, it's time for a permanent solution to protect your biggest investment, your home, and that is Leaf Filter. And right now, you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Hannity. Now, clogs aren't just a nuisance. They can cause extensive water damage. Let Leaf Filter's trusted pros help protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and much more. They're going to clean out, realign, seal your gutters before they even install Leaf Filter and their award-winning patented technology. Never get on a ladder and clean out those gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Get your free inspection up to 30% off your entire purchase. Go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's LEAFfilter.com/Hannity today. See representative for warranty details.
DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I got a message here from David in Boulder, who messaged us on the Montana Talks app. Just reading that half of the absentee ballots in Montana are already returned. Yeah, I saw that. And that story was from 2 days ago. I saw it, one of the NBC TV stations had a story, Montana voters return nearly half of absentee ballots ahead of the election. I think they checked those. Yeah, that was as of Friday. That was as of Friday night. So I'll bet you the numbers are even better right now. Let me just look over the counties real quick to see who's got the best return rate thus far. I mean, most of the counties are at or just under 50% of ballots being returned already. So I think that shows very strong numbers of people that are voting early. In fact, Yellowstone County is at almost 54% of absentee ballots that have been received already. Let's see. Let's look at Flathead here. Let's see. Flathead is at a little lower at 43%. So come on, Flathead, get those numbers up. Get those votes in. You never know what can happen a week from tomorrow. Let's see. Gallatin. Where is Gallatin at here? 42%. Let's see. What about Cascade County? 51%. All right. What about Silver Bow? Let's look at Silver Bow here. 51% in Silver Bow as well. Let's go to Kevin in Billings on the phone lines. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Well, Aaron, I can't think of anything worse and more dangerous than in Montana than ranked choice voting. I never had an opinion about it, and I really researched it last week. As a matter of fact, I recorded a podcast over the weekend. It'll be published today. And one of the things is about ranked choice voting. I don't know if you read this, Aaron, or not, but Bruce Poliquin, I think is how you pronounce the last name, P-O-L-I-Q-U-I-N, out of Maine, he won the first round in 2018. And then the Democrats, Jared Golden, in 2018, I guess had 16, won in the third round, because if I remember right, Jared had 47% or something like that. And Bruce had 43%. It was some number like that. And no, I think Bruce actually had more, but because 800 votes were thrown away, Jared ended up getting the representative seat, I believe is what it was. And that, because of the second round and the votes being thrown away, Jared Golden eventually got the seat. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, we've talked a lot about Alaska and various other ones. I'm not familiar with that particular seat in itself, but yeah, you're exactly right. And I look forward to hearing that podcast. The Rocky Mountain Freedom Zone is Kevin's podcast, by the way. It's on Spotify and elsewhere. But no, this CI-126, it is absolutely crazy the way they want to interfere with our elections. They're effectively going to do away with primary elections. And this is the way the radical left is trying to turn back the red wave that Montana is becoming. And they don't want us to have representatives that actually represent the people of Montana. That's why they're trying to confuse our elections in this manner. Kevin, thanks for the call. Sorry we're short on time. Hey, some of you, you know, I think you're thinking, man, I wish I could have gotten out there for opening weekend. I wish I could get out there and get some hunting in. But, man, I got this back pain. I got this hip pain or knees. You name it. Especially those of you with arthritis and pain from arthritis. It's that bone-on-bone constant pain. And I get it. You don't want to get surgery unless you absolutely have to. And you don't like those painkiller drugs either. You don't want to get hooked on those things. Well, what if you could get over the pain the natural way? Let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They specialize in regenerative medicine. That's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body and put them directly into those achy joints. You can call them right now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.